Hello and welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is the review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series that we have been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake. I'm joined by Skylar. That's my line.
Sorry.
And today we're talking about Split Fiction. Game was released on March 6th, 2025. Quick synopsis of the game. I got this from the PlayStation Store. Jump into mind-blowing moments as you experience the many worlds of Split Fiction, a boundary-pushing co-op adventure from the studio behind It Takes Two. Mia and Zoe are contrasting writers who become trapped in their own stories after being hooked up to a machine designed to steal their creative ideas, which I found very interesting that they put this in the description of the game.
I agree.
I thought that was kind of the twist moment of the game. Yes. Of like, oh, he's stealing the stuff.
It should be.
And then here's is like, hey, they're stealing your stuff.
Yeah, it's like, yo.
They'll have to rely on each other to break free, working together to master a variety of abilities and overcome diverse challenges while jumping between sci-fi and fantasy worlds in this unexpected story of friendship. So, to start off the review, thought maybe go a little bit into our history with Haze Light Games. And I think the main proponent is the director, Joseph Farris. Mm-hmm. He worked on Brothers. You ever play Brothers?
I did a little bit just by myself. I didn't get very far, though, mainly because I played by myself. You can play single player, though, I believe. It's just not very easy.
Was it like one half of the controller in the...
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
It was.
So you're controlling two characters at once?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. A Way Out, which the two of us had played years ago, I think, like when the pandemic happened.
Yeah. It was amazing seeing his reaction to that twist.
Yeah, he played it before I did. Then It Takes Two, which we had played together also when it came out a couple years ago.
That poor elephant.
Yeah. So, the main question I have here is, how do you think Split Fiction compares to the other Haze Light games?
Well, I think it's a major improvement. They added even more gameplay, more features. He said that there was things in that game that haven't been in other games. I mean, he wasn't lying. It wasn't, like, groundbreaking or anything, but it was some cool stuff in there.
Have you ever done a Are You a Robot test in a... the game before.
I can't say that I've done that before, but it was interesting. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think the kind of premise of this game was to take It Takes Two to like a new level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the talk had kind of been like, it kind of seems like they wanted to make a sequel to It Takes Two, but they wanted to do more crazy stuff. And it was like, what if we just have the two people be authors?
Yeah, and it's like, what better way to do that than to just throw them in a machine?
We could just write about whatever.
That stills their imagination. Let's go with that.
And then you get into all the different levels and abilities and stuff that we'll get to later on that are just, like, this is just the most out there weird ideas ever.
Yes.
And so, so then the story... So a question I had is, do you think anything stuck out of the story of the game? Anything you'd wish they'd done more with or differently? Stuff like that.
I mean, they really stuck with the emotional aspect, I guess. Like, the last game had the deep emotional connection with the marriage and the kid and everything. This one went into their past about how they... lost people. I think Zoe lost her sister. Mio lost her dad, or was he just diagnosed with cancer? I can't remember.
He might have died.
But like, I like how they kind of go deep into that aspect of things.
I think her main thing was just like the kind of healthcare system.
You're right. Yeah, like the money aspect of it as well.
Yeah, and like he's just super sick and all this stuff, but they keep just pumping him, I'm sure, with chemotherapy, and it's just getting even worse.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the story with this game is pretty standard. I think with the game itself, which we'll then get into gameplay, I think the side stories stick out a lot more than the regular missions.
Yes, I loved the side stories in this game.
Like
it was killing us.
Like, I mean, I kind of could have gone. We could have just thrown out the story and just made this a. We're just going from side story to side story.
yes, that actually would have been nice.
I mean, gameplay very similar to It Takes Two, where you just have all the different styles of gameplay and you're exploring all these different types of genres and everything.
Yes.
So then I thought it would be fun to jump into the different levels and their what I have here gimmicks, your abilities that you have.
Yeah.
So the first level we had was Neon Revenge, which was the cyberpunk city. And just for people finding our review, hadn't watched us play the game, I played as Mio, he played as Zoe. So I was the sci-fi person, he was the fantasy person. So in Neon Revenge, the cyberpunk city one, my ability was I had a energy katana, and I was able to orient gravity of myself so I could get onto walls and do all this crazy stuff. And then Skylar had the gravity whip that allowed him to pick up and throw things as well as interact with the environment.
Yes, it was fun. I enjoyed that a lot.
That was a fun level.
It was fun. We figured out that we were terrible people in that level. Didn't you just randomly throw a garbage worker out?
Yeah, you know. We don't talk about that. All right, the next level is Hopes of Spring. So my power in this one was... the main power for both of us was shape-shifting. I was able to turn into an otter and a monkey. I think technically a gorilla. Or an ape. Who knows?
It was something like that, yeah.
Otter was used for swimming, and then the monkey was used to climb around and attack and such. Then Skylar had he could shape-shift into a fairy, because, you know, fantasy. And a treant. I'd never heard this word before, but...
Treant?
He turned into Groot.
Yeah, it was just Groot. Like, forget the treant thing.
So the fairy was used to... do like a continuous double jump and flying on glitter streams. And then Groot allowed you to move the terrain around.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the second one in the row where you're moving the environment around to let me do things.
Yes, that happens a lot in this game. That was a fun level. I did not like having to control all those plants and stuff like that, so you could platform. I hate controlling the environment so my partner can platform. It is the worst.
Well, spoiler alert, that's not the last time that happened.
I know.
Next level was Final Dawn. This was the... a certain point in the level, it became kind of like Mega Man, if you remember that. We had the energy guns, and then it went to the grenades, where they would have, like, the red and blue shields.
Yes, I remember that.
And then the level ended with jetpacks and jet skis. That was where we freed Willy.
Jeez. This one is kind of like a... it's blanking my mind. I'm not remembering it very well, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what... Because there was the robot that was chasing us.
Mm-hmm.
And like half of the level was like 2D and everything.
Was this the Portal level?
Yes.
Oh,
there was
okay.
Portal reference okay. in
the
it.
Portal and the Dark Souls reference.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we had the Rise of the Dragon Realm. This level, we had the dragons, and they got like bigger as we continued.
Yeah, they just grew. We kept incubating them.
My dragon was used to glide, and later on I could shoot acid. Skylar's was used to climb up vine walls, and later on you rolled around to break crystals and move objects.
Yeah.
So that I could get around places.
I hate it, man.
But yeah, that was the level. We fought the big dragon. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, the cool chase scene.
I guess we also got swords like at the end of that level. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, we did. We did. And it was like Shadow of the Colossus, I believe.
It was. Mm-hmm. All right, and then the next level, Isolation. So this level was kind of broken up into two sections. The first section of the level is when we turn into the like Metroid balls, where Metroid rolls around. Mm-hmm. This is the one where I got to hack terminals, glide, and crawl through small spaces. I then later turned into a boat to carry you around. So now we've kind of flipped.
It was a pretty boring one.
And then, you know, I got to do all these cool things. And then, you know, you got to magnetize to green surfaces.
Yeah.
And awesome. Jump between green surfaces.
Yeah. Also, I opened a thing so that he could hack something to open a door.
You attached to a thing so that a little door would open up.
Yeah.
And then the second half of the level is when we were just back to our characters. And we kind of essentially maintained our powers. I maintained the power of hacking, and Skylar basically became Magneto.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. And this was also the level with the secret level that kicked our butts. And I've also seen videos now with the different sections.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, it would be pretty frustrating to do.
We'll do it someday. The next level is the Hollow. So this one, I had the ability to interact with gold devices to create platforms of light to traverse. And it could also get rid of ghosts. And then you used an eel to pull objects in its direction so that I could get places.
All I am is just an assist to you.
That's how I view you. And the last level was Split. And this was basically just, we were being chased by radar the whole time. But at the end, we got the like the final section of the boss fight. We got the swords that shot wind blades. And then we got access to like a minigun and then a grenade launcher.
I really liked that one, especially the like just the different
super trippy, like
yes,
like all these different sections where I just said screw it on the names and
just, I don't blame you. That would have been like, tough.
I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And that was the last level of the game. Mm. And so then we're gonna go into the side stories. So there were quite a few of them. Surprisingly, we only missed one, which the side story stopped at about, I think, the Rise of the Dragon Realm level. Oh. I don't think there were any side stories in the last three levels.
Okay.
So that's where we were getting very confused of like, you know, we haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like
we must be missing a lot. But the first one that we did was the Legend of the Sandfish, where we used grapples to... It was basically just like the, hey, these are side stories.
Mm-hmm.
Look out for the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was Farm Life. That was the big one. That was a fun one. Fun.
The farting ability was so funny.
And then just the twist of like, hey, your hot dog's down.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Make yourself.
You know, we got to just have some messed up portion of things.
Always.
If we're going after our daughter's elephant, this is going to be great. And then we murdered
slowly
the
killed
elephant.
Her.
The next one was a train heist. I didn't look up gameplay of it, but it was like we were flying around to catch the train. I don't remember if we were gliding or we had something that was flying. But then the second half of the level was essentially this Cuphead. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The next one was Game Show. This was the one where we had to throw the ball back and forth to each other. It was going to explode.
God, I hated that.
It was very Spider-Man 2,
yes.
2004 game-centric of having a random... was it Mysterio or Doc Ock? I think it was Doc Ock for some reason was running this... obstacle course.
I can't remember which villain it was.
It's like, I'm taking a break from robbing a bank to this obstacle course. Next was the collapsing star. That was the one with the black hole sucking really in cool. everything. And then the kites, one with the kite race.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to talk about this one too much.
Why? Because you lost?
No. Moon Market. this was the one that you were talking about earlier with the cats. You had to find the three cats to unlock the gate.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked that one.
I also saw a TikTok of there was a It Takes Two reference in here.
Really?
In one of the doors, Cody, the husband, was like peeking out.
Oh.
And if he like got too close, then he'd close the door. But like he was there in the level.
Well, damn. We didn't see that.
Yeah. I think in the Isolation mission, was that where we saw Leo and Vincent?
Yeah, for like a split second.
We accidentally dropped them to their death so soon. Sorry, guys. next was The Notebook, not the movie.
Unfortunately.
This was the 2D drawn animation with like the, we need to save the princess, I guess. I don't remember. And we fought a giant crab.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a interesting one. I liked that, the art style.
It had, like, the different, like, oh, maybe we did this. And then it'd draw in the things. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Erase it. And maybe we did this instead. And so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Then we had the Slopes of War. That was the hoverboard down the mountain that's exploding. It was also another race. Where you somehow won. I watched that back in the video.
I did too, and I laughed so hard.
where did this boost come from? So dumb.
I won fair and square.
I don't think so. Then Space Escape. That was a zero gravity. We were using the grappling hooks to get to the different things. And I guess the place was about to explode. Jesus, that's a loud truck. Something blew up.
You looked up so fast.
It's like, oh my god.
We're trying to do a review here.
Okay. And then the last one that we did was a birthday escape. That was where we were teeth. It was a nice Candyland world. Then it was time to go to the dentist.
Yeah, we had to kill a dentist.
Well, he was kind of being a douche.
He was being a douche. He held you down.
He did. And then the one that we missed was Mountain Hike. And in this, I looked up a little bit of a video because maybe we'll stream this at some point. I'm just like, hey, let's. When we do the secret level again.
Oh, yeah.
But you're like climbing up a mountain. And as you're climbing up, there's like a giant that's like walking around. And I don't know if he's purposefully being hostile, but like he's stepping around and you have to avoid him. Look pretty cool.
It does sound cool.
But I heard that because I was like, I don't remember this at all. And apparently it's like super hidden and stuff like that. It's like, okay, well
that
would explain it. Things.
Yeah.
Alright, and then that was all the levels and the side stories. And so just to kind of look ahead at where Hazelight is going. We already know that they're working on the next game. But the question that I have is, would you like to see another game in the spirit of It Takes Two and Split Fiction, where there's all these multiple levels with the different gimmicks and stuff like that? Or do you want to see Hazelight go back to like how A Way Out was, where it was very, it was a lot more story focused and not really, look at all these crazy things we're doing.
Right. I don't know. I recently played A Way Out again with another friend of mine and noticed a lot of flaws in it. A lot of the, it does what Uncharted does with its games, where it's like, it does a bunch of the boost me up kind of thing. And it's like every 5 minutes, it was like his character was like, hey, Vincent, help me out with this. Hey, Vincent, help me pull this open. And it gets to a point where it's pretty annoying. I prefer what they're doing now compared to that. I do wish these newer games had a cool twist, kind of like how their first game did, though, as well.
Yeah, I think it is tough. Yeah, I haven't played A Way Out since we played it, and that's really funny to hear. It's like Uncharted, like Naughty Dog figured out. We figured out how to boost the character.
Yes.
Let's do it 10,000 times. Yes. yeah, that's really funny. But yeah, it's tough because I think It Takes Two was so well received because of how crazy the gameplay is and all the different stuff that you do, and especially with these games of, you know, like just go back to a random level and like I'm gliding and shooting acid with my dragon and you're climbing up vine walls and breaking crystals and stuff.
Yes.
And like I'm looking to, okay, where can I glide to? Where can I shoot acid to? And I'm looking at this my way while you're looking over here of like, is there anything I can climb? Is there anything I can break? You know, and stuff like that. And I think It Takes Two and Split Fiction did that really well of you each have your own thing. And, you know, you and me, we've played video games for forever, but I've heard so many stories of like people playing with like their partner who doesn't play video games. And these games are so approachable because it's like they aren't happen to carry the whole game, but maybe they carry bits and pieces of the game. But because they're these small moments that they're carrying, they, you know, they feel really good about it. They're like, oh man, like I led you to do this. And, and then, yeah, so I think they should just keep up with the gameplay. Maybe just, you know, a little bit harder with the story.
Yes, the story could use some work. And, but yeah, it's a huge improvement. I also noticed with The Way Out that it would have, like, the high moments, like whenever you escape the prison and you're running from the cops, and then you do the famous jump scene where you catch, as soon as that's done and you get to that next section where you're like walking through the woods and you have to get the fish with the stick spears. You remember that? It's just such a slow down period. And it makes me want to just like put the game down for a minute. It's like, okay, well, I don't feel like doing this. So they've improved on that aspect as well, I would like to say.
All right, Hazelight, you heard it. Just keep it up.
Yeah. Keep up what you're doing. You're doing a good job.
Looking forward to your next game and I'd say probably 3 years. It Takes Two took like 3 years, so
yeah, can't wait for that.
Or the gap between, which is like, oh, 3 years, that's gonna go by like you don't even know. Well, all right, that was our review of It Takes Two, or Split Fiction, kind of It Takes Two. We kind of just
close enough
covered everything. So if you happen to stumble upon this review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through Split Fiction, we are Just Some Dudes, and we upload videos on our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading episodes of our playthrough of Split Fiction on Mondays, and starting next Monday, we will begin uploading our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
which we're recording some of the reviews, and then we're going to start recording. And very excited. Currently, we are also uploading episodes of our Assassin's Creed Shadows playthrough on Wednesdays, and episodes of our Indiana Jones and the Great Circle playthrough on Fridays. There are links in the description for our different social media channels, including TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content. This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we'll see you all next time.
Goodbye.